Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Roses are red. Violets are blue. When the Z Morning Zoo calls your man, he better choose you. War of the Roses. Catching cheaters one at a time. And it starts now.
By the way, for those of you wondering about that whole saga from last week's War of the Roses slasher, you can find it all on our podcasting page at Z104.com. All right? Brand new week, brand new War of the Roses. And we say hey to Denise. Hey.
Hi.
Hi. And how's your brother DeNephew, by the way?
Okay, sorry. Who are we putting to the test for you today?
My boyfriend, Hayden.
Okay, and how long have the two of you been together?
2 years.
Okay, why are we putting Hayden to the test today?
Just because, I don't know, lately it seems like he's super angry with me, or I don't know, he's just super uninterested in spending any time with me. Like, we'll do things together and we'll go out and see friends and stuff, but when it comes to us just being together, he doesn't really seem to want anything to do with me.
Aw. And now you think this might be because there's somebody else?
I don't know. I think maybe, and he's afraid to tell me or something.
Okay. So, well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to give Hayden a free dozen roses that he can send to anyone he wants, and you're going to get to hear who he chooses and what he puts on the card, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, time for the two questions we ask every War of the Roses participant. Question one, are you sure you want all of this on the air?
Yeah.
All right, and question two, how certain are you that when we offer Hayden these roses that he's going to pick you to send them to?
I mean, I would assume it would be me, but I'm interested to see what he says.
Okay, well, let's find out.
Darling at random.
Hello?
Good morning. I'm calling to speak to a Hayden please.
Yeah, this is Hayden.
Good morning, Hayden. My name's Ashley. I'm calling from a brand new floral delivery service called floraldesigns.com. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for asking. So the reason I'm calling is, first of all, to ask if you've ever heard of our company before. Have you heard of floraldesigns.com?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, well, we're a brand new company, and we're trying to change the way people order flowers. Instead of paying high prices at flower shops or extra costs for delivery, now you can do it with the push of a button from your phone. And to help introduce ourselves to customers like you, we're actually letting you use our service for absolutely free for one time only. So basically, we could send a dozen gorgeous red roses to anybody you want for absolutely free. Is there anyone you know who might like to receive a dozen roses from you?
My mom, actually.
Aw, that's really sweet. See, like, most guys would probably choose their girlfriend or something, not their mom.
Yeah, well, it's about to be Mother's Day, so.
Oh my gosh, thanks for reminding me. That's so true. Well, how about I do this? Why don't we let you send your mom a bouquet, and then if you want, we can send an extra one to anybody else you think that might want some.
Okay, so I get two.
Yes, two orders of flowers.
And I don't have to pay for the second one.
Correct. You don't have to pay for the second one. They're both free. I just thought it was sweet that you remembered your mom, so I'm just going to make that a little bonus gift. I'll just write it off.
Oh, okay. That's dope.
So now, who would you like the second bouquet of flowers to go to? It can be anybody you want.
Yeah, send that one to my grandma.
You don't want to send flowers to a girl? I mean, isn't there a special lady in your life? Or, I mean, actually... I'm sorry. Never mind. I know it's really none of my business. Sorry.
No, it's all right. I do have a girlfriend, but I found out that about a month ago, she's been sending some pictures of herself to another guy. So.
Oh no! Like bad pictures?
Yeah, like nude pictures.
Oh, I am so sorry to hear that.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm sorry. Can you hang on 1 second?
Okay.
Hey, Denise. Is she still there? Did we lose her?
I mean, I don't think we did anything. I think she just found out that her boyfriend knows about her little nudie pics, and she panicked and hung up on us.
Okay. You believing that's what happened?
100%. I mean, I think she was, you know, taking her little nakey pictures, and she didn't know that he found out about it until now. Because, I mean, she did say he was always angry around her.
Yeah.
And he didn't want to, like, spend time with her anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe it's because she was messing around and he knew about it, but he never, like, told her that he knew.
I wonder if that was it. I mean, let's have Shag try to get her back on the phone when we come back, and we will hopefully be able to ask her.
The Z Morning Zoo's War of the Roses.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.